I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Chris Hyomes, who's a Pontefract-based campaigner with Rail Futures. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Richard.
Is this good news?
It is good news. As you correctly said, they've been rattling around our network now for 30 years. They were built in the mid-80s as a stopgap towards getting something better, and they've actually lasted longer in most cases than the units they replaced in the 80s. So yeah, this is excellent news. The downside is, and there's always a downside, is it's going to be a few years before they arrive, but at least, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
What's so wrong with the pace of trains? I must admit, I'm not familiar, Chris. I don't know whether I've ever travelled on one. I maybe have, but what was so wrong with them?
You probably have. At the time, they were an ideal stopgap solution. They were a bus body on a rail freight chassis. And at the time they were built, a lot of the railway lines in the 80s were underused and were facing threat of closure. So they came along at the right time. They were a very cheap, economical replacement for the then worn-out units. But they were never built to last so long. They were built on a budget. Like I've just said, they were a bus body, which is nothing wrong with the bodies, but it was on a rail freight chassis. So certainly not the best idea of comfort for passengers.
Is replacing them going to be expensive, Chris?
It is going to be very expensive. The problem is, at the moment, there is no worldwide demand for diesel multiple units anywhere. It's going to have to be a one-off order, basically, and quite a small order at that as well. So it's going to put them in the region of about £2 million a unit. Now, what I'm trying to discover is that one of the Pacers currently has been taken out of use and is being totally rebuilt, and that's going to be unveiled to the public in April. And what I'm trying to find out at the moment is if the Pacer rebuild program is classed as a new unit or taking the existing Pacers out of service, and then when they're rebuilt, classing them as new.
Right, so when we're saying they're going to be scrapped, you're a bit dubious about that.
I am dubious, yes. If you look at the cost of the rebuild, rebuilding the Pacer train to make it fit for modern standards, it is a fraction of the price. It's about £250,000 per unit against £2 million per unit. So, you know, I'm sceptical. I want to do some digging and some research before that. I'm totally happy with today's announcement.
Your organisation, Rail Futures, campaigns for better rail services. Was this top of your list of priorities, Chris?
It was, yes. Not necessarily getting rid of the Pacers. Obviously, we wanted them. What we needed is extra units. When the Northern franchise was last let in 2004, it was decided that there would be no passenger growth. In the 10 years that Northern have held the franchise, we have seen now a 50% growth in the number of passengers. So basically, what we're doing is we're carrying 50% more passengers around in the same number of trains as we were 10 years ago. So our main priority has been to combat that overcrowding. And if it's meant keeping the pace, has it meant getting, like was being revealed, unveiled the other week, some rebuilt underground tube stock, then, you know, we were happy to see that as a stopgap measure.
Tube trains refurbished and sent up north, is that what you're saying there?
Yes, yeah. It was a story that it's been going around since August, September, October of last year. There was some underground stock. It was used on the lines that were subsurface, so these trains have run underground and above surface. And they are currently being rebuilt down in the south somewhere, and there is a good chance that they will end up up here in the north. But they are ideal for services like the Leeds Harrogate York service, where it's quite a slow service, an high number of stops. And these would, when they've been rebuilt, I've seen the plans, I've seen the videos of what they're proposing, and they're quite a good proposal.
I'm going to ask something unashamedly parochial here, Chris, if I may. Do we ever see Northern trains refurbished and sent down south?
No. In the last 20 years, the last rolling stock, new rolling stock we had, was the electrified rolling stock on the Leeds Ilkley and Leeds Skipton line, and that was brand new to the Yorkshire. And then we got some more units, not many of them, and it was classed as it was second hand, but in actual fact they were third hand, because they'd originally been operating on the London Stansted airport service. Then when there was life expired there, they were sent to Scotland, and then we got them back down here in the north to operate on the Leeds Doncaster service.
Is that fair, Chris, or are we a bit of a backwater when it comes to the railways?
It is not fair, no. One of the things that we've been campaigning for nationally, at Rail Future nationally, is a fair investment across the railway as a whole. It's not fair that we are getting second, third-hand cast-offs. Hopefully, today's announcement, where they're saying that there are going to be new trains, will readdress that imbalance that we've seen for so long.
Chris Hyomes from Pontefract, campaigner with Rail Futures. Thanks for joining us this morning on BBC Radio Leeds.